Hello there, this is Miss Delia, and I want to talk to you about the three O's. Right this minute, I have one poor little fellow completely under my thumb. He is in the throes of the three O's, and he's waiting desperately. What are the three O's, you ask, Miss Delia? Well, listen up and see if you want to try your luck with me. It's voluntary, kind of. Okay, the first O is obedience. Compliance with an order, a request, or law or submission to another's authority. It helps that I'm hanging something over his head. This could be anything the male mind craves. Perhaps a scheduled phone sex date, or a surreptitious visit to a Victoria's Secret many miles from your home, or an embarrassing, humiliating, mortifying, shameful upcoming blog of mine featuring you as the main event for all the world to see. Yeah, I like that one. The second O is obsession. Oh, and that is the domination of one's thoughts or feelings by a persistent idea, image, or desire. You are consumed by someone or something that repeatedly invades your mind, leaving you breathless, hard, or both. That something might be sexual and really naughty, hence your erection. What is your obsession? Oh, tell Miss Delia. The final O is orgasmlessness. That is a condition marked by the absence of the physical and emotional sensation experienced at the peak of sexual excitation and, for the male, associated with no ejaculation. Yes, my little jerkaholic is denying himself because I told him to. Here's where the semi-voluntariness comes in. He made a pledge to follow my instructions while tightly cupping his precious balls. And he repeated after me, Mistress Delia, I promise to keep my word so true that what will cause these berries to turn quite blue. If I disobey, bad karma will surely come my way, because you won't let me come till Christmas Day. I love that, don't you? Now, remember, sex is primal and so central to our lives, so it's natural for a man to hesitate before leaving his orgasm outcome to my whims. My little hero is torn because he so enjoys my attentions. He believes that high-stakes drama will turn my head and convince me of his commitment and sincerity. He understands that I will be disappointed if he obeys my no-orgasm order. He's worked so hard to earn my attention, trust, and admiration. My affection is so very important to him. He's ensnared in the web that I have weaved. Oh, I fully understand his vulnerability and take very seriously my responsibility for his masturbatory fate. I don't want to demand more than he can handle. Kind mistress that I am, I allow him to edge each day, but not too many times. Too many edges might cause those little twins of his to ache terribly. Well, okay, maybe I do assign too many edges sometimes. Miss Delia's not completely perfect. I must give you some advice here. Do not become a whiny bitch and do not pester me for orgasm relief. That will only convince me to prolong your son's orgasm sentence. Have some class. Be brave and not some dog in heat. Maintain your composure, man. If you want temporary relief, do what I do. Run a marathon or two. Your orgasm is, in truth, a small matter. What does the wider world, with all of its immense problems, care about your ejaculation status? Revel in your suffering and calm down. Your time to come will come. Know, however, that if you want my continued affection, you must be patient, cooperative, and well-behaved. Now, would you like to explore the three O's with me? If you are daring, you can try to convince me that the final O should be orgasm. But be forewarned, if you do not impress Mistress Delia, you'll get an orgasm all right, but the ruined kind. If you persuade me, your orgasm will be sweetly fantastic. Think carefully before you take this challenge. Give me a call, killer. This is Mistress Delia. You can reach me at 800-601-6975.